Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Don Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAN Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
It's Wednesday, and you know what time it is. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections, with your host, Miss Florida Diva Yvonne Madison, and the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reese. Lights, camera, action, you're on.
Thank you, Bobby, and what a great day today it is, and it's the first day of summer.
Yes,
and
it is.
I know, we're super excited. We have an amazing show. Go to hollywoodconnections.biz. Check us out. We're going to tell you all who's here in the house. We have something that we're doing that we did back in the days when I was in West Palm Beach. And I'm going to introduce everybody here. We're doing a live casting here at the station. And we have a couple film directors looking for amazing parts for their movie. Mm. And we're going to be actually helping get them jobs.
Okay.
So what do you think about that?
I think it's great.
I know. And you're an actress too.
Oh, yes.
I know. So what did you think last night of the Film Society? We want to thank Ellen and Miriam.
Very interesting. And I enjoyed myself.
Me too.
And I got to know about an acting teacher.
That's right.
Yes, and I may go over there and take some acting lessons since I haven't done it in a while.
Well, I'll tell you, the Film Society at Tampa Bay Film Society, I was so impressed last night. So
yes.
In the meantime, we're going to go around and introduce everybody and introduce yourself.
I am Preston Walden, a writer, director, producer.
And what are you going to be looking for today with the casting that we're doing live on the air?
I'm mainly looking for a personality. Mm-hmm. And B, how they deliver.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On their lines.
Perfect.
You're looking for one character?
Several.
Several. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what ages?
It ranges.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So from basically from 20s or actually even teens to retired.
Super
matured,
cool.
To mature.
I know people are saying, oh my gosh, I'm driving. Can I come over? Yes, you can. If we can get you on this time. And we're going to come back to you in just a minute, but also give your website where people can go to in the meantime.
Actually, I am in the middle of getting a new website.
So your Facebook, social media.
Yeah, so you can reach me, Preston Walden, on Facebook. Also, my company, Domain Pictures. And also I have a director, writer, producer, I guess page, if you will, on
okay.
there as well. So I have several, you know.
You're wearing a lot of hats, in other words.
Yeah, you kind of have to, especially in independent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool. And we're going to come back. We're excited that you're here. Now, I want to introduce, because Ellen, and we're going to introduce her in just a moment here. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, guys.
And she was on the Schoolhouse Diaries, right?
Actually, that's Madeline over here.
Yep, I'm on School Bus Diaries.
That's right. That's with my friend Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. Super excited for you. And so we were talking about the casting that we're doing and headshots that people need, and they're out there. And I know they need headshots. Welcome, Don. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
I'm fabulous. So, awesome. Don, you're working on the set as well.
I am. I'm a regular on the set now. I play a character, his name's Otis, he's like the janitor,
right?
And he's also the father of one of the main characters, one of the mean girls on the show.
Okay.
So yeah, it's a lot of fun. I got done filming another scene on it actually yesterday.
Super cool. Yes, we had Brad on last week talking about it and the casting. Are they still casting and looking for extras as well?
They sure are. Actually, really bad. They need them, yes.
Okay.
So tell us about some of the other things you do.
Well, let's see. I've been an actor since 2005. I've been in Airplane Repo, which is on Discovery Channel. I've done Bud Light commercials. I've done a ton of commercials.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in some independent films that were shown at Sarasota Film Festival. So, And I'm a photographer, which I've been doing since 1998. So I specialize with children, but I also do headshots for actors and modeling portfolios.
He's really good with kids. Madeline likes him, right?
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. It's a secret.
So, you know, and of course, you need, I'm going to be featuring a lot of different people in the industry as well. And just, you know, they need a good headshot. You know,
yes.
People can come to auditions. But when you stand out and you have a good headshot, where can people reach you, your website, your phone number?
The name of the company that I own, that I run, I've been running, it's called Kid Pick Studios Photography. I'm on Facebook, social media, as you can reach me at there. And I also have a website, and here's the web address, kidpixstudiosphotography, spelled KIDEPIX, Studios Photography, all one word. Also, I have a phone number. You can reach me at 727-237-0484. So if you ever need headshots, I can get you the best deals.
Thank you so much. And I saw your work. You've done Matthew Underwood from Zoe 101.
I have.
Yes. One of my beauty queens dated him for a bit. They went to Animal Kingdom.
He's
back
a good
in the
guy.
Days. Yes.
He's
super
good guy.
Sweetheart. And you do so many other headshots, and you've got great prices, which I just adore.
Yes. I'll give you like this summer, I'm running a deal for children. So I'm doing $75 because, you know, usually kids need to update their headshots every 6 months to 8 months, roughly, because, you know,
they grow. Yes.
They look changed. So if you get a kid here like Madeline, who's like, you know, like, was she 9, you know, and then by the time she's 10, she's going to look totally different.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So adults, I run about 150 because most adults only need to get them done every roughly year and a half, roughly.
So listen, how many shots do you get for that?
I am the kind of guy, it's not really about numbers because I could go all day, but it's more of a time thing. So usually for that $150, I keep about 2 hours, and then you get, you get to see everything that I took, and then you can choose which ones you want, and then I can touch up and whatever
okay.
you need and send to you.
Sounds good.
Now, where are you located? Again, give that address, or do you go on location, or do they come to your studio?
I am 100% mobile, so
perfect.
I mean, so I do a lot of shoots up in Newport Richey. I've gone all the way up to South Carolina to do some shoots, so I'm 100% mobile, and I don't mind.
He's available pretty much like the Tampa Bay area, though, right?
Tampa Bay to Orlando.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool. Well, Donald, thank you so much. We're going to get ready for the casting, and
right.
We're glad you're here. You're going to try. We have some great opportunities for talent. And actually, Peter, do you have one of my favorite songs, my Caribbean songs up there?
Peter?
I'm going to get that. No, it's not. I was. He's in his car saying no.
I just texted him. He's like, where are you?
Probably in traffic.
I'm going to get it up here in just few minutes.
And so anyways, Ellen, let's talk about your event while I get everything ready here. Because Peter is not here yet. I look up and it's Bobby.
Yeah, we're super excited. Surprise. We've got Mad's Fashion Fundraiser coming up again October the 28th in Kissimmee, Florida at the Flamingo Water Park Resort. We'll start out the day with our beauty pageants that we have, World Tourism State Pageant, and our Hollywood Connections Reporter Pageant, which is at 11 o'clock on the 28th in the morning. And then we'll do red carpet event at 3 p.m. and the fashion show starts at 6 o'clock. If you'd like to purchase a ticket online, you can go to Eventbrite, to Mad's Fashion, or you can purchase your ticket at the door.
A question, what is the Hollywood Connection pageant? I don't know anything about
that's
it.
Okay.
That's the showbiz.
Yet.
Yeah, the showbiz reporter pageant. We're gonna crown some new showbiz reporters.
Oh, okay. Right. We're gonna actually do a live event, and we have you up there. That's something we need to talk about. I was gonna tell you.
That's interesting.
Surprise.
You'd be a great judge.
I heard that name.
Since you're, you know, the diva of all of us. So.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
So in the meantime, enjoy, you know, we're going to have some fun here. Everybody that's driving and you're wondering what Hollywood Connections is about, it's getting you connected in show business with the right people. And you're going to hear a lot of great monologues and comedy monologues today and great talent in the studio. So, Bobby, are we ready? We're going to switch seats?
Yeah, how about a little? We'll get you your theme song music a little.
There we go. We'll be right back. Hollywood Connections.
Fire and gold, I have none to give thee.
material things I had not to give to you. Money and sweets I had not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you, love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection. A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dream, dreamland.
So we also, I'm going to give the microphone over here. I haven't seen a good friend of mine over 25 years. I'm going to be serious. 25 years. That's a long time. Chris Houghton, I just want to introduce. He was the photographer to the rock stars. And Chris, welcome to our show, Hollywood Connections. And I remember I put you in a Shaq commercial.
Oh, yes, you did. I remember that quite well because I made a lot of money on that.
Very cool. Chris, tell everybody your background and some of the people that you shot with while we're waiting for our film directors to come here. You shot everybody.
Yeah, you know, I've shot everybody from Shaq to Demi Moore to Arnold Schwarzenegger to Brett Favre to Guns N' Roses to Led Zeppelin to you name it if they were a rock band. Not grunge bands. I just didn't do grunge. They didn't sell. Who wants to look at a picture of the guy next door to cut your grass?
So no, you're a photographer?
Yes.
And you're still doing it today?
Once in a while I do animal damage control. Got tired of the business. You get screwed a lot. Ask Don.
Back in the days, I was young. I was so young, I didn't know about the business until I know now. And what you have to do is you have to balance your life. You have to know where people are pulling you.
Right.
You have to really know this business in and out. And who knows you is number one. And you have to get out in the film festivals and network. You have to get out there and go to the Tampa Bay Film Societies like we were last night.
It was wonderful.
Exactly. So there's, and I remember there was a time that somebody sold my video series way back in the days, and it devastated me, and I didn't know how to handle that. You know, I was young. I was like, oh my God, what do I do? Now I know this business. And, you know, you just take your time and you say, you know, whatever, whatever. And you just really know, and you have to know your craft. You have to know what you're doing, which is important. And as a director, you're going to be talking about a lot of things too shortly here and what you're looking for. And so, Chris, I just want to introduce everybody. Can you give your social media as well?
Facebook, Christopher Lee Hilton. And I'm real opinionated, so be prepared.
That's a whole nother show, Chris.
I'm saying.
If you end up staying in Florida, it would be Chris with the opinionated show. straight from the heart.
I'm saying.
All right, Chris, we'll be right back. I also want to talk, stay here. You're coming into to audition talent as well. Thank you. Yes, we are. We have another one here, and we're going to introduce. Chris, can you move over a short bit here, and let's get the headsets on you as well. And stay tuned, and we're just getting everything organized, and Hollywood Connections is ready to audition talent worldwide here on the net. We're super excited about that. And welcome. We met again from the couple events that we've been at.
Hello.
Yes, and so we're going to tell everybody who you are. Actually, Chris, can you share the headsets with him real quick? We're just going to share today.
Share.
I have done that. Trust me. I've taken one off. And introduce yourself to everybody live on the air.
Hi, this is Jimmy Manfredi from Lima Films and Twisted Elements Productions.
That's right. Is Gerald on his way too?
Gerard is on his way.
Gerard.
He'll be here in about 5 or 10 minutes.
Perfect.
Are you from Tampa Bay area?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So are you ready? I got everything ready out there, and we're kind of waiting on him too, and
the
other film director. So yeah, this is a good turnout that we're having, and we're just testing something new, how it's going to work here.
You know,
which is super cool. So in Lima Films, which I'm impressed, I loved your last trailer, and we wanted to play that as well, and Peter has that, but Peter's on his way, so it's in his email. So tell us about Lima Films and what you're looking for your roles.
Well, primarily right now, we're doing a bunch of action movies, but I mean, we also have a few dramatics and thrillers lined up for the near future. We're working on some projects that we want to submit to pretty much every film festival we can. But the first one we're going to start with is actually the Urban Action Showcase that's being held in New York City. The proprietor of that is my good friend Demetrius Angelo. And the festival itself is actually going to be held at HBO headquarters in New York City.
That is super cool. Mm-hmm. Super cool. And the movie that you're working on now is Gone, right?
Yes,
have the trailer for that as well. That's super cool. And so we're ready almost, you know, I'm just waiting a few more minutes. And so you're an actor yourself?
Actor, stuntman, fight choreographer.
Oh, you and Chris will get along really well because you he's your martial art background, Chris, and you have a stunt school. Tell everybody where that stunt school is.
Well, I have a martial arts school.
There we go.
That I teach stunts
martial.
Out of.
The proper word, martial arts school.
Yeah, I've been studying and teaching martial arts now for about going on 33 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's in Lakeland, Florida, Twisting Tiger Academy. My stunt team is Twisted Element Stunt Team.
Okay.
And that's our headquarters right there in my school.
Now, are you looking for more instructors? Let's say there's somebody listening and says, this is my background. How do I maybe work with you?
I'm looking for new members for my stunt team.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely. I mean, if anybody wants to reach out to me and try to get into the stunt industry with a little bit of talent in martial arts or gymnastics, I mean, it doesn't even have to be martial arts. As long as you can follow choreography, it'll actually work out pretty good.
Nice.
Some of the best choreographers in the business are actually people who have never studied martial arts in their lives. There are some of them are gymnasts, dancers. You know, it's just choreography. It's no different than, you know.
Right.
Exactly.
Me back in a day in New York popping and locking, so.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to move a chair over. Chris, move over to, this is like musical chair. It's going to be a full house
over
here.
By me.
Yes, come on over.
I don't bite.
I know.
March.
So we're going to introduce, we're going to show the mic over there for a minute. We're getting all the talent ready. Introduce yourself to everybody who you are. Thank you, Lima Films, for being here.
My name is Gerard Lima. I am one of the directors and producers of Lima Films.
That's right. And
are you filming something now? Are you in production?
We're filming a bunch of stuff right now.
Mm-hmm. And you're looking for actors?
We're looking for people who know how to act in front of a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And actually know how to act in front of a camera. So
that's what we're going to do in just a minute. So in the meantime, does anybody have a favorite song while we get the talent ready to come in? A favorite song here. Who's a favorite song? Chris, what's your favorite song?
That would be probably the Rain Song by Led Zeppelin,
I was going to say that. Yeah, of course, Rock and Roll Chris.
All right, any other?
Let's do Bob Marley. I am a Caribbean Bob Marley. Yes, anything from Bob Marley. We'll go to that. And
coming up just a second.
Perfect. So, Yvonne, are you going to audition today as well?
No, I'm not.
No? So are you? Why don't you give your poem while he's looking for that?
Which poem?
The one you did last night. You gave a poem.
I did a poem. It was by Langston Hughes, and it's called The Negro Speaks of Rivers. I used to teach my class by this. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood and human veins. My soul has grown deep like the river. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it, and I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans. I seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers.
Amazing. And you did that last night at the Tampa Bay Film Society, and everyone loved it.
Thank you.
So, Bobby, we're going to get our talent ready, and I know the other film director is on his way here. He's in traffic. Let's go to some Bob Marley, and we'll be right back. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
And we're back, Hollywood Connections. So before we start, and we're going to talk again, I'm just going to give the mic. We're going to share here and introduce yourself again and tell everybody what you're looking for your casting. There you go. Sorry, there you go.
Got it?
Got it.
Okay. This is Preston Walden from Domain Pictures. What I'm looking for is the delivery of the lines and also pretty much personality as well. I am looking for many people from teen to you know,
maturity.
Maturity. Yeah, there you go. Maturity. I have two projects. a couple projects, actually. Mm-hmm. One is Grey Room, Haven's Mill, which is going to be a start of as a web series, a 13-episode arc. And it's pretty much The Omen meets Twin Peaks.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a mockumentary in the summertime that actually next month that actually has to do with the series also. So, and that one's more improv. That's why a lot I'm looking for personality and
right what. And improvisation.
Right, and then there is also a feature film that I'm not directing, but the amazing Curtis Graham actually is, and I wrote it. It's a family film. And it's going to be also SAG.
Oh, nice!
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
Nice. So those are the upcoming.
Okay.
Okay, and then. Hi, I'm glad you're here. So anyways, let me introduce to you. Let's get you started here. Sure. And then we can also save the tape for the other film director that's coming in. So I'm going to stand up and take the mic. Introduce yourself.
Of course. Brian Gregory.
Hi, Brian. You're a comic. You're an actor.
Balloon guy.
You have your headshots. Balloon guy.
Headshots. Do you Al Pacino. Look.
There he is.
And yes, I can see that.
And yeah. Sound like.
There we go. All right.
Okay, so I'm going to hold the mic in front, and you're going to give a monologue, correct?
Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, let's give your headshots out.
As far as the Al Pacino thing goes,
need to
I slept with
talk
Beverly.
In the mic.
Oh. I slept with Beverly D'Angelo for 6 months before she realized I wasn't him. No.
Oh, too bad.
I got to hold the mic while I do the monologue?
What, you can stand up or whatever you want. There we go. You're live on the air.
I got to stand up. Okay, here we go. Here's the monologue. What is it? I'll tell you what it is, Felix. I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's the cooking, it's the crying, it's the cleaning, it's the fussying, it's the talking to yourself, it's the moose calls at 2 o'clock in the morning to clean out your ears. Everything you do irritates me, Felix. I'm going out of my mind thinking about the things you're gonna do when you get home. Irritate me, Felix. Let me tell you something. I've told you 100 times. Little notes on my pillow. I can't stand little notes on my pillow. This morning I wake up. Oscar, we're out of toilet paper. F you. It took me 3 hours to figure out F you was Felix Unger.
Oh. Oh, wait. Get over here.
Okay. My apologies to Jack Klugman and Walter Matthau. I think they're both dead, but.
So do you have
Neil too?
I think
dead.
You do. We hooked you up with Famous Faces.
Oh, good. That's good.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. Well,
any comments, guys?
I love that episode, by the way.
I remember it.
Very funny.
Yes. He did a good job.
Yeah, that was a great delivery on that.
Yes, very great delivery. I like it.
Okay, and stick around. We don't want you to go anywhere.
Well,
I want
to make sure that he fills out and have a flattering hairstyle.
Actually, beautiful eyes.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's really cute.
And you have
one for each of them, right?
Yes,
correct?
I do.
Perfect. And I need another one. So stay around. I have another one coming shortly. Mm-hmm. I want you here because you're more comical as well. So we're going to bring the next one in. Who's here? This gentleman here, he is an actor. And he wants to audition live, and I hope you're enjoying this. It's something totally new.
Oh,
of course,
beautiful.
We got the kinks out. Where's my producer? Bobby. Oh, now it's Peter.
Oh, my.
And look up.
This has been
hello,
what's
Peter.
Going on? How you doing?
Well, I my producer.
On,
where are you? You're here. Yay.
I'm here.
Okay. So in the meantime, this is something that you could just make notes of, you know, for yourself. And
okay.
Then let me have you introduce yourself to everybody and also live on Facebook. You're live on 5 stations as well.
Hi.
No pressure.
Hey, internet. My name's Pete Klapsis. I am an actor, and I'm honored to be here. Thank you for letting me be a part of this.
Okay, and did you have your headshots?
Yes, I already passed them out.
Perfect.
I mostly do theater. Currently doing Assisted Living, the musical at the Show Palace in Hudson. It closes this weekend. Musical comedy, do drama. I do all kinds of stuff like that. So, do some radio. I've done some voiceovers and things, so I'm excited to be here.
All right, action, 3, 2, 1, you're on.
I don't understand you people. All right, let's just talk facts here, huh? I mean, these people are they're born liars, huh? I mean, that's just the way they are, and no intelligent man is going to tell me otherwise. All right, they don't know what the truth is. I mean, look at them; they're different. They think different. They act different. And for instance, they don't need any big excuse to kill somebody, huh? That's true. Everybody knows it. I mean, they get drunk on wine or something cheap like that, huh? Then, next thing you know, they're drunk. Bang! Someone's dead lying in the gutter. All right, no one's blaming them for it, huh? I mean, it's just the way they are, by nature. You know what I mean? Violent. Human life don't mean as much to them as it does to us. So they're drunk. They're fighting. Human life doesn't mean anything. Family doesn't mean a thing. It's just the way they are. There's a real danger here. Don't you see this? These people, this kid we got on trial here, they're multiplying, huh? They're multiplying five times as fast as we are. Yeah, that's a statistic, five times. And if we're not careful, if we don't smack them down every chance we get, they're going to own us. They're going to breed us out of existence here. Now listen, you geniuses, you better listen to me and listen close, all right? This kid we got on trial here, we got him. That's one. And I say we get him before his kind gets us. And I don't give a damn about the law. Why should I? They don't.
That's it. Thank you.
From 12 Angry Men.
Thank you.
Damn good delivery.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank
good
you
job. Do you have an agent or a manager?
No.
Well, guess what? I have a surprise for you. I'm going to get you to Famous Faces. They're a SAG agency.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'll send you the paperwork, so I'm glad you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have any questions for the film directors that are here? And there's one more on his way. He's looking for a comical monologue very shortly. He'll be here in about 10 minutes.
Well, I have one of those, too, if they need one.
Yeah. Actually, I got a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You say you mainly do theater.
Yeah, mainly, right.
How can you convert your theater when you got to project a lot more to the audience into film?
Well, I know you have to bring it down because theater is so big. It has to be, you have to play to the back row.
Yes.
And for a camera, you're just playing right in front of you. So I've done some little, you know, film things, some commercials, and you have to bring it way, way in. You just can't be as big as you normally are on stage. So, yeah,
as long as you're aware of that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Because I can be really big or I can be really not.
Yeah, because I've dealt with actors who only done theater and they just jump into the movie and they're like over projecting and it doesn't work.
No. It's much more intimate on film than it is in a theater, right? And is there opportunities for, you know, old short fat guys? I mean, I don't see a lot of that anymore.
I'm kidding.
Yes. But thank you all for the opportunity.
Yeah.
And also, too, we'd like to invite you to the Tampa Bay Film Society meetings as well, because there's so many great connections. We were there last night, so we'll send you that information also.
Thank you very much.
Okay, anybody else? Did you have a question?
No, it was very well
put in.
Awesome. All right, and stick around if you want to stay for the second audition on the 7 o'clock hour. Okay, so how are we doing?
Beautiful.
You like this, huh?
Yes,
I'm loving it. I love it.
I'm not even the director, and I'm like, yes.
You know what's so great is they can have this video clip that we're going to give them live on the air, and their relatives are watching live on the air around the world. So I've heard people say, oh my God, my friends are in Hawaii or someplace, and so we're excited. We even have children here and kids that are going to audition for you as well. So let's see who's going to be next, and I guess we're going to bring this young lady in. She is from CVF Productions, and let's bring her in, and she's going to introduce herself now. She's never been on the radio before, so bear with us. You know, we're going to find out. How old are you, sweetie? She is 13 years old, so we're live on the radio. Do you want to give your pictures to everybody here? And are you going to do a comedy monologue or a series?
I have two.
She has two? Okay, she's going to do both.
One that's
she wants to audition for both. So here's what we're going to do. You're live on the air. Your mom can come in. Bear with us, everybody. We're trying something new today. We're super excited. So, and here we are. Let's put the headsets on you, sweetheart. And I am Dawn Reese, HollywoodConnections.biz. And we are looking for talent right now here at the station. Put this on, sweetheart. Her first time on the radio. And she's going to audition. She has resumes. And we're going to see what she's got. And guess what? You're on the World Wide Web. Your relatives can see you all over the world. All right. Don't be shy. Be happy and shine like a star. And introduce yourself.
I'm Samantha Harbor. And I love singing, acting. And I just love to be creative and making things right in my family.
Okay. And what are you going to do for us? You're going to do the serious monologue, right?
Yes, I am going to be doing the drama monologue, and I have a monologue from Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, take it away. Action, 3, 2, 1, you're on. You're on live on five stations.
Why, how impolite of him. I asked him a civil question, and he pretended not to hear me. That's not nice. I say, Mr. Rabbit, where are you going? He won't answer me. And I do so want to know what he is late for. I wonder if I might follow him. Why not? There's no rules that I mayn't go where I please. I will follow him. Wait for me, Mr. Rabbit. I'm coming too. Wah! How curious. I've never realized that rabbit holes were so dark and so long and so empty. I believe I've been falling for 5 minutes, and I can't see the bottom. After such a fall as this, I think nothing of trembling downstairs. How brave they'll all think of me at home. Why, I shouldn't say anything about it, even if I fell off the top of the house. I wonder how many miles I've been falling this time. I might be getting somewhere near the bottom or the center of the earth. I wonder if I shall fall right through the earth. Oh, how funny will that be? Oh, I think I see the bottom now. Yes, I see the bottom. I shall hit the bottom and hit it very hard. And oh, how it will hurt.
Okay, and how old are you?
I am 13 years old.
And you've taken some acting classes?
Yes, at CVF.
At CVF Productions. Okay, guys, do you have any words of wisdom for her? Anybody?
I'll let Jimmy take this one.
As an actor myself, gone through tons of cattle call auditions and so on and so forth, my main suggestion would be memorize your memorize it, make it your own, feel it through.
It is a pretty long list. I have a really good memory, but I can't remember like a whole thing without messing up.
Well, you have to practice.
I have a follow-up question. If you can't remember a monologue that long, would you be able to remember scripts that long?
Yes, I actually would be able to. It's just that this is a last-minute monologue from last night. So,
okay.
Last minute or not, it counts.
Yes.
Whether it's last minute or not. My suggestion is never grab a last-minute monologue. Grab a monologue you already know 100% without an unequivocal doubt. Before you walk into a casting office.
I have one, but I was thinking that we should have done something different.
Well, just know that's good information for you.
Yeah, so,
and if they need extras, you know, they
don't,
may.
Don't take what we're saying as, oh, we're never going to use you. We're never going to call you.
Yes.
Oh, no. We are at the bottom just like you are.
Yeah, that's all constructive criticism.
Right, that's exactly what it is. But if you ever get called up to like a bigger film or something, just come prepared and take that monologue. Like Jimmy said, make it your own, get used to it, and then every time you go to an audition, you have it ready to go.
All right. Now I do have another monologue that's comedy, but I'm gonna wait for the other.
Okay, that's fine. That's good. Okay, so we're gonna be right back. Bobby's gone. Peter's here. We just did Alice in Wonderland. Peter,
what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Peter, where are you?
Did you guys miss me that much?
Peter Pan.
Relax, I'm here.
Peter Pan, peanut butter. I don't know.
I am.
Let's get our next actor
PB
in here.
Max.
Thank God I went to comedy school. You know, I went to Pauly Shore's.
You can use it.
Sandy Shore.
Did you fail it or
you can
pass
use it?
It
today.
I can definitely do that. Thank you, sweetheart. Have a seat out there. Let's bring our next actor in. Okay. And Peter, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. If I can get out of traffic.
You're good.
Started a new job.
Come on
so.
In. Hi.
Who's
this
the next
is our
one?
Another film director. How are you?
Hi.
Good. I'm glad you're here.
I'm really
Thank
sorry
you.
I'm late.
You're live on the air. Say hi.
Hi. How you guys doing? Yeah, the traffic out there is just a mess today. So.
No problem. We're going to have you, Chris, mover by Chris there. Chris, can we use your chair and Yvonne over there? And we're going to have the auditions we just started.
Chris, we're
so you'll have
you
them.
Towards the corner.
And so, Peter.
Yes.
We're good.
All right.
So this is going good. We have a lot of talent out there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're rocking and rolling. Let's bring Don in. And Don is an actor. He's a photographer. He's working on School Bus Diaries.
I was going to say something,
And tell everybody to be quiet out there. We're live on the air. Power 106.1 FM. Yes,
Peter. I was going to say something. The girl that came in here, you know, she didn't remember it, but I like the fact that she was a little feisty about it. And she was, you know, But again, when you get this criticism, it's constructive. It's just going to make you better, honestly.
Yes, so she's young.
She's only going to get better after this.
Exactly.
That's the beautiful thing about it. So you guys are doing a great service for her.
Okay, and guess what? We're back, and I'm going to put the headsets on Don. And Don, welcome. He's working on School Bus Diaries. He's also, you know, an actor. He's got a lot going on. He's a photographer, an amazing one by chance as well. But before we do, I want to introduce this amazing man that drove all the way from Sarasota. And, oops, Yvonne, can you give me your headsets real quick and introduce yourself and tell everybody what you're looking for? And I loved your trailer and what I saw. Totally amazing.
Yeah, The trailer we have up is actually it's sort of a teaser trailer for a movie that we are working on called Redneck Games, and the premise of the film is three brothers that are kind of like scammed by this attorney who is trying to get a multimillionaire's fortune, you know, through trickery, and. You know, it's going to be a fun film. It's very family friendly. We're trying to get back to, you know, back in the 80s and 90s when they were making films that were fun for everyone to watch. You know, not a lot of profanity and things like that, but just really family friendly, like Cannonball Run and Smokey and the Bandit and those types of films. So we're really looking forward to, you know, making that film here in Florida. And the one really great thing about our Kickstarter campaign is that any money that is donated to our Kickstarter fund, we are going to use that money to finish the project. But then once the project is sold, we are going to take that same amount of money, add 10%, and we're going to redistribute it to other independent filmmakers in the state of Florida that make the same promise. So we've come up with a new hashtag called #VIPfilm. The VIP stands for Vortex Indie Promise, Vortex Productions being my company. So we're hoping that one day funding won't be a problem for independent filmmakers. We're really trying to help the industry.
Super cool, super cool. And there's more of a story. We're going to have you come back because I was in awe as well as Lima Films and also what you're doing in your life, in your film. But we were talking and how everything came together on your film, and that's a whole nother day.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have so much talent out there, and I'm super excited to tell people what it's about because we were on the phone for about an hour. And it was just really exciting to hear that as well. All right, so Donald, I'm going to take the live Facebook.
Awesome.
Have a seat. Here.
Everybody, I get to have a seat too. Wow.
Yes.
All right. And the mic is all yours.
Thank you.
The mic is all mine.
Yes.
And then why are you holding it?
I'm waiting for you to hold it.
I got it.
All right.
Tighten this thing up or something. You're all right. Good. Who do I give these to, first of all?
All right. So actually,
those are the directors right there.
All righy then.
You're live on the air.
Live on the air. Welcome.
Uh huh.
Okay. So, what does everybody need to know from me?
A little bit about yourself, and then go into your monologue.
Okay, well, I'm let's see. I've been acting since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on Airplane Repo, which is on Discovery Channel. I've been in some independent films in here in Sarasota. I've done a ton of commercials, to include Bud Light, and now I'm doing a School Bus Diaries, which I play one of the main characters' fathers. And I'm cast as a regular on it now as a character called Otis, and he's a comical janitor of the school, and just a lot of awesome things happen to him.
Okay, and your monologue?
Okay, my monologue is dramatic, and it's from the movie Halloween, 1978.
Oh, you're about to go. You coming into my world. Huh?
That's right, buddy.
I hope it's not Michael Myers. Or
yes, here it is. Nah, just kidding. All righty then, here we go. Okay. I met him 15 years ago. I was told there was nothing left, no reason or conscience or even the most rudimentary sense of right or wrong, good or bad, life or death. I met this 6-year-old child with this blind, pale, motionless face and the blackest eyes, the devil's eyes. I spent 8 years trying to reach him and another 7 trying to keep him locked up because what I realized, what was living behind that boy's eyes, was purely and simply evil. End scene. That's right.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay.
Cool.
All right. So that's my monologue.
Okay.
I don't really have one. I mean, I can do characters. I mean, I'm a character actor. I mean,
the hell, mate? Why'd you come so unprepared?
Unprepared? Because I was only told one or the other.
Do you have a question for him as well?
Yeah, actually, I have a question. Like, as an actor, mm-hmm. when you're selecting a monologue to do in front of, like, a group of directors, let's mm-hmm. say, how do you pick your choice? Like, is that who you are? Like, is that monologue like who you are?
Yes. I when I choose a monologue, I always go by, well, who am I? I mean, what characters can I bring to the table, if you will, you know? And that was one, Dr. Loomis from Halloween, I think I do pretty well. And, of course, Michael Myers, I got the build for that, right? But, like I said, I do a lot of funny stuff. I mean, I don't have a...
Do you feel more comfortable in like a comedy situation versus a dramatic or scary movie?
I've actually done both, so I'm pretty much versatile, and I'm pretty much comfortable with both, to be honest with you. Because I've done, if you actually seen some of the commercials I've been in, they're pretty funny. And then I've done.
I think you would probably be better off with a humorous. Just you come off as a very humorous type person,
right.
And that I think that if you're in the next situation, that bringing a humorous monologue might be a better idea, because you know it basically tells who you are inside, you know, and you bring that out to the screen. I'm sure you would be a very funny guy to work with. Absolutely.
Thanks. Awesome.
Yeah. Not that it wasn't good. It was terrific. I think that.
Yeah, yeah.
Might fit in a different genre.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I think he's trying to say play to your strengths.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely. Then. Absolutely.
Yeah. Play to your strengths, because that's key.
Okay. Awesome. Cool.
All right, and that is Donald, and thank you so much. It's 6:52, everybody. We have about a 5-minute, I think we can get one more on and then we're going to the 7 o'clock hour. And who is next on the 6 o'clock hour? Are we ready? And Ellen, I have a special surprise for you, and
I love surprises.
I know you do, and so do I with my beautiful co-host. All right, hi, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Melvi Concepcion.
And how did you hear about Hollywood Connections?
Through Facebook.
Very cool. All right. And so do you have an agent or manager?
I have an agent for commercial.
Okay. And who is your agent?
Two different ones. Professionally pretty in Orlando, and in Jacksonville is Premier Models and Talent.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. You're live on the air, so I'm going to give you the headsets. And you want to pass out your photos right now to our three film directors that are here. And have you ever done a live audition on the air worldwide?
No.
Wow, this is all new. We have a new thing that we're doing, Yvonne.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Okay, and well, so now you have. You're going to put the headsets on. We're live. We only have a few minutes. Watch the clock up there. We're going to the 7 o'clock hour, and you're going to do a monologue? All right, action, yes. 3, 2, 1, you're on.
All right, so I'm going to do a monologue from Full House.
You're live on the air.
Give me a break. Don't have me. You waltz in here 25 minutes late and expect sympathy. Huh. I have cleaned the house and washed your clothes and ran a daycare center for socially deviant munchkins. And Miss Oprah. Ran this one to a ballet lesson, this one to the dentist. No cavities, thank you very much. Do you realize that I have slaved over a half stove so that you could have a hot meal when you come home? Huh? Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry does not change the fact that my chicken tender scene is ruined. Ruined. It's all dried out. But do you have the common courtesy to call me and tell me that you will be 25 minutes late? No! Well, I'm not an animal. What is happening to me? And that's it.
Good job. Just to the top of the hour, and then we're gonna
Fuller House,
go to the news,
nice
and we'll
choice.
Be right back.
Yeah. Fuller House, yeah. Nice yeah.
You speak another language, of course.
Spanish.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Gracias.
That's terrific. ¿De dónde
eres? Good looking.
La República Dominicana.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you know what's really great? Since we're live on the air and people are driving and we don't want any dead time here on that, it's 6:55 p.m. You know, when you heard about this casting, what did you think about having it live on the radio and internet?
I thought it was new, so I was a little iffy about it first, and I was like, oh, I don't know if I should do it. But then I was like, sure, why not? It's a great opportunity. So
good.
There you go. All right, guys. So we have three film directors. Do you want to introduce yourself again to him so he knows?
Yes. I'm Ron. How are you doing?
There we go.
Vortex Productions.
Yes. And then we also have?
Gerard Lima, Lima Films.
Right.
Jimmy Manfredi, Twisted Elements Productions.
Preston Walden, Domain Pictures.
So you have an opportunity for three different film companies here. All right, sounds good. Well, Peter, are you going to audition? Hey, Peter, give your best sports talk right now. Let's do an audition for your sports.
Yeah, absolutely. You if you want to listen to the only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5, it's the Sports Web. Bring your passion, bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense. It's the evolution of sports talk radio. We give you your own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. Every Saturday afternoon on the Tan Talk Sports Network, I'm Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
You need a sportscaster? You got one.
Hey, Peter, you know, Sarge's been bugging me since last week to put you in the movie, right?
Let's do it. I'll be the leading guy here. I'll be the leading man.
He wants you to be our lead anchor on the news station.
I could do that.
All right.
Absolutely, Peter. I'll do that. Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of great things going on here today on Hollywood Connection. So I tell you what, we're going to go to some music in the first hour, come back with the second hour on Hollywood Connections. Keep it locked.
See fire and gold, I am not to give to you. Material things, I am not to give to you. Honey and sweets, I have not to give to you. All I have for you, all I got for you, love and affection. My love and affection. Love and affection. A long time we'll be together, baby, sharing every moment together. I hope this our love will last forever. I can move your mountain, you can move my mountain. Let's share this love, baby. I'll take you to the dreamland. Affection.